Even though she wasn't invited, Jennifer Rice spent the day at a symposium on the Highway of Tears in Smithers yesterday. She is NDP's MLA for the North Coast and party spokesperson for Northern and Rural Health. And Jennifer Rice joins me this morning from Smithers. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
Let's start with the fact that while this meeting was public, you weren't actually invited. Any sense why that might have been?
I think the obvious is that I've been a pretty vocal advocate for getting moving on the Highway of Tears and the Murdered Innocent Women's Inquiry recommendations. And I've particularly pushed the transportation minister on getting public transportation, improved public transportation in the north. I certainly don't think he would want to hear me nagging him again on that issue.
Well,
I wouldn't invite me either, I guess.
So public transportation being one of the important parts of yesterday's symposium, what did spokespeople there say about the potential of this being implemented here in the north?
Yeah, I would have to say, firstly, the community leaders from up and down Highway 16 and around the north and the outlying communities that are, within a close radius of Highway 16, they all had valuable contributions to make. And, I commend them for spending their day and for traveling a tricky highway right now to participate and to offer their input. So they did a phenomenal job. But at the end of the day, we still don't have any commitments. We don't have the shuttle bus. The number one recommendation from the Highway of Tears Symposium, as well as one of Wally Opal's recommendations from 3 years ago, we still don't have that. Still no bus, no timeline, and no money.
But yesterday was more about fact-finding and looking for solutions, correct?
I would say the morning was essentially reiterating the concerns that community leaders have already raised for well over a decade around getting around in the north, with the second half in the afternoon with small group work with these community leaders, these participants, in talking about what's working and what's not working and asking input for their solutions.
So what did members of the Liberal government say they would do with some of the recommendations put forward at the symposium yesterday?
Well, we were told that they would be compiled and put into a report, and that we were reassured that there would be an action plan, and that, just to quote the transportation ADM, Assistant Deputy Minister, she said it would not be over many months or years. So I guess that was to reassure us that even though it's taken them a decade to actually get to this meeting, that it wouldn't take another decade for the next step. That does little to reassure me. It does little to reassure those people that were attending yesterday that had also been at the Highway of Tears Symposium. It did nothing to reassure the families of the murdered and missing. I sat at a table with Ramona Wilson's family. So the proof is in the pudding. I'll have confidence when I actually see, a concrete solution, a concrete action plan, which would take resources and a commitment from the government. And that we've yet to see.
Certainly by holding this symposium, the government is willing to show their commitment to improving safety, though. Why else would they hold it?
Well, I just want to reassure you, remind your listeners that we have heard for the last 2 years that this was not a priority. The minister misled people and said that community leaders didn't think public transportation was a priority. He had documents to say otherwise from the voices of people in the north. He hid them. He had a staff member delete some of those, which went against the Freedom of Information Act. And then the information privacy and information officer essentially forced him to release these documents that actually showed contrary to what the spin was of the government for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we have now documents, and the government's had documents in their own hands that they've been hiding, demonstrating that people want this. And now that it's out there in the public, interestingly enough, in a short time frame, a short turnaround, now we're having a symposium. Now we want to talk about solutions. And now we're reassured, you know, orally that there'll be an action plan. So the government's embarrassed. They got caught. They got in trouble. And now they're trying to save face. So, you know, there's some disingenuity in that. And, you know, it's not necessarily authentic, in my opinion. But really, I don't care. In the end, I just want to see this come to fruition. I really want to see rural communities in the north networked, able to participate fully in society, and that means getting to appointments, getting to family events, participating in cultural and recreational activities, getting to medical appointments, and that's what I want to see.
Minister of Transportation Todd Stone wasn't actually at yesterday's meetings. What's the key thing you would like him to know that you took away from it?
I guess the key thing I would want him to know is that, you know, we often know governments hold what they call consultation meetings, and it's really about checking off a box saying, well, we consulted communities. I want him to know that the people that I sat with and the people in that room are not going to give up, and that we're not going to let this go away. We're not going to wait another 10 years to see action.
Jennifer Rice, good of you to join us this morning. We will speak with Todd Stone in the next half hour, and perhaps we'll get some more answers from him.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Jennifer Rice, the NDP MLA for the North Coast, she attended yesterday's Highway of Tears Symposium in Smithers. And as I mentioned, Transportation Minister Todd Stone will join us in the next half hour.